Chairman Montgomery, okay. First order of business, the approval of previous committee meeting minutes which have already been distributed. Is there a motion for approval?
No motion.
Second.
Moved by Parker, second by Ramos. Committee item number one, land and water plan updates.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
PJ.
At the invitation of the Texas Water Development Board, we have provided input into the regional water planning process throughout the last several years, and particularly the last couple of years. As per Senate Bill 1 of the 75th Legislature, Texas Water Development Board is required to review the rules guiding the regional water planning process. TPWD's comments focus on the need to better incorporate environmental water needs into the planning process and to more effectively quantify environmental impacts associated with proposed water development projects. On another item, the $3 million renovation improvement project at the Possum Kingdom Fish Hatchery is complete, and staff has occupied and is using the new facilities. The project was funded with monies from the original Prop 8 bonds. At the end of April, we completed one of the most successful share locker seasons in the history of the program. 32 locker bass over 13 pounds, being defined as locker, were submitted to the program. This is the third most entries in the 20-year history of the share locker program. Also this year, we passed the 400 mark for share locker submissions, over 400 bass of over 13 pounds. Mr. Grosser will brief the commission on the history of the program and give a 2006 update in a briefing at tomorrow's public hearing. Finally, the acquisition of 198 acres of land pledged to the new East Texas Fish Hatchery has been completed by Jasper County. The land will be formally transferred to TPWD early this summer. The design phase of the new facility continues to move forward. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bob. Item 2 is withdrawn. Item 3, land donation, Brown County, Jeff Bauer. Break up, Jeff. This is wake up and this is
who's
this guy?
Which one's
John? Oh, we're done with the old one. He's done. I thought we were done with the old one.
What is he doing there?
Good morning, Chairman and Commissioners. I'm Jack Bauer, Director of the Land Conservation Program. I have with me here a brand new Wildlife Division Region 2 Director, Clay Burke, and we're going to give you a briefing on a piece of property that has recently come into the inventory and a potential bequest of a mineral right that's associated with it. The issue is a land donation in Brown County at the McGillbrae and Leona McKee Newt Wildlife Management Area. This is the property that came to us through commission action in 98, but we have not taken possession of it until the death of Miss Muse this January. The property is northeast about 15 miles of Brownwood in Brown County. And the background on this is that in 1998, the commission reviewed and approved the acceptance of a donation of this about 2,000 acre property, but a reservation to Mrs. Muse was maintained, so we did not take possession of the property. The stipulations for the approval to accept it came with the demand that it would be named for the McKee News family, and that it would also be operated in a way that would be self-sustaining. And it would be managed as a wildlife management area through in perpetuity. What we have proposed now, again, in January, Ms. News died. It has been through probate, and we have taken possession of the property. There's an additional donation component with the death of Ms. Muse, and that is that we would pick up the mineral estate of the property, and there's an additional 13-acre tract. So we have possession now, and as we have gotten onto the property, there are some condition issues that we want to relate to you
move forward to operating the facility. It's property has been under grazing lease for since 98, and there are some condition issues with the property. I think we have anticipated being able to accept the property for some time, being that we have no other wildlife management area in this area, and it's an important addition to the research and demonstration goals that we have for the agency. As we have gotten possession of the property, we've been able to look at the habitat conditions. There is some infrastructure degradation since 98, and we're looking hard at the commitment that we gave in 98 to be able to operate this in a self-sustaining way. I think the condition of the agency and the funding issue from 98 to 2006, I think we're realizing some of the realities of that now. I think we would see some benefit from accepting the mineral estate. What we would like to do is to evaluate this with, you know, the organization within the agency in looking at this donation has been with legal section, wildlife division, and the land conservation folks. We would like to look at opportunities and alternatives for managing the property over the next month and come back to you most likely in August with some recommendations as we evaluate the needs of the property, look at some funding alternatives, and see if we'll be able to operate this in the manner that we agreed to in 1998. If there are questions about the property itself, I'd be happy to take those, and Clay and I will address those as we can.
Any idea when you'll be open? Three years?
That's part of the consideration. In other words, we're looking at this track and honestly going to try to make a decision, work all the numbers, talk to some of the cattle operators around that area. We're not going to put a bunch of money into this operation, small operation that it is, unless we can see a positive, at least a zero cost analysis. We don't have people, we don't have the resources. We're going to work through the summer here, get to know some of the people up there, really look it over, see what can be done.
You don't have another WMA play real close that you can leverage off of. That seems to be one of the problems. Because I know some of the other smaller WMAs we have essentially leverage your staff for public comments and other things off of that larger WMA.
The nearest WMAs are Mason Mountain and so considerable distance. So
Mason Mountain, Kerr, and Old Tunnel, we kind of operated that way now with that simple crew.
How far away is
it? A couple hours away.
Jack, what's happening from an oil and gas standpoint in the area? Anything of significance there? No development or drilling or
prospecting? There is no development. You know, the Barnett Shale is to the north and a little bit to the east, so it has not reached that point yet. No expectations there.
You have 100%?
We have 100%.
But it's not under a lease or anything?
No, sir.
Oil and gas.
You're on public road?
Yes, it has excellent access from a county road. If you'll notice up on the little schematic, 183 and an FM 1467 gets you to the property. And you know, the resource values of the property are pretty good. Mm-hmm. And I think what we've seen is some degradation of infrastructure. So we've got some. I think where we're thinking about what it would take in 1998 versus now with some fence deterioration, water wells and roads, I think we've got to, you know, we've all got to look at it.
It's going to take the time.
Can you, real briefly, Bob, tell the commissioners how we find the normally the WMA? And I know they're all different. Some of them come with them down from the opening infrastructure and then operation.
Well, the basic funding, of course, is in some manner, some form, through Fund 9. Typically on a WMA, we would have a deferred rotational grazing plan and grazing lease. We put that out for bid. And that's one of the possibilities here. I know some of the folks in that immediate area. And if we can find one of those ranchers up there who wants to include this in his operation and him do all the work on the fence and the water wells and that kind of stuff, and where it doesn't cost us, and maybe we can provide some public funding, we'll look at it. But, funding, downstream is going to have to come right out of either public fund dollars or fund $9 or, existing funds. So we're going to take a good hard look at this. We may make a visit to the trust to folks up in Dallas on this one too and see if they've got any possibility to help us a little bit. We'd love to do it, but we just don't want to commit to it any further at this time until we can do some work.
Well, you're actually putting down $10,000 to $15,000 to $10,000 and you're doing that. So that's not gonna do anything. Is that 1,900 some odd acres? Is that relatively small for WMA?
Yeah.
So
it's in Brown County.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
What's the closest state park?
Lake Brownwood State Park is about 20 miles by 15 to 20 miles.
Couldn't be added to that?
Not by the deed.
No,
the deed
it was deeded for a WMA.
The deed specifically says WMA and the communications we have.
Two days lawyers in Texas.
The grantor is dead.
Can't change it.
We'll be back to you.
We'll wait for 10 to know.
We'll look at it very closely and we'll be back to you.
Thanks, gentlemen. And I want to congratulate you, Glenn, on your new position. I'll tell you what, having worked with you, you're the best man for the job, and you're doing a great job. I've never seen anybody more respect from the landowners and conservationists and the biologists that you work with. You do a great job. Next up, item 4, easement request, Jefferson County, Jamie Mercury, WMA. I think I recognize this one.
Good morning. I'm Ann Bright, General Counsel. We're going to be talking about an easement request on the J.D. Murphy Wildlife Management Area. This is about a 24,000-acre WMA in Jefferson County. It's in the prairie marsh zone, as you can see on the Upper Texas coast. It's a very diverse area. They've got a variety of wetland communities there. We've got freshwater, intermediate, brackish, and small saline wetlands in this area. Golden Pass LNG is an affiliate of ExxonMobil, and Sempra LNG are both planning to build regasification facilities or LNG plants along the Texas coast. And just FYI, tomorrow, Dr. Larry McKinney is going to be doing a presentation on how parks and wildlife is impacted by these LNG plants. Earlier this year, Entergy Gulf States, Inc. filed an application with the Public Utility Commission for a certificate of convenience and necessity to supply electric power to the Golden Pass facility. ExxonMobil already has its permit from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Sempra's FERC permit is pending. Once the Sempra permit is approved, Entergy would also be supplying power to the Sempra plant. TPWD staff participated in the PUC proceeding in an effort to try to address some of the impacts that these lines, these transmission lines, would have on wildlife. We came to an agreement, and one aspect of that agreement is that there would need to be a small easement across the Murphy WMA. So here's a sort of a schematic of this area. You can see on the right is Sabine Lake. The yellow line is the proposed transmission line. You can see there are a couple of places where there are two routes. The one to the left is probably going to be the route. There's only about 1,400 feet of this route will go through the Murfree WMA. One of the things that Entergy, ExxonMobil, and Sempra agreed to is that all of the remaining features of this transmission line are going to apply to the extent of the line, not just the part that goes across the WMA. As a result, we're hoping that we will have fewer bird strikes, especially given the funds that have gone into development of the Murfree. These include, they're going to be lower, they're initially going to be much higher, they're going to be 85 feet high, 600 feet apart, H-frame design, they're going to mark the lines, they're going to be reflective. There's also going to be some tree planting and landscaping to try to, again, make the lines a little bit less of a hazard for migrating birds, primarily waterfowl. Other terms, Entergy and Sempra have agreed to fund 50% of the cost of Heath Lake Pass fish improvements. This is actually not going to come to the department, but this is something that Wildlife Management Area staff really do believe will improve the habitat at the Jody Murfree. Also, they've agreed to do a 5-year monitoring study of bird collisions and mortality. They'll spend up to $150,000 on that, and that's going to be very important because while we have some data on this, more information will be very useful. And this is the motion that we will be presenting to you tomorrow. It's slightly different than the one in your handout, but again, it's just to approve the small right-of-way easement. And actually, it's to approve a recommendation to the Board of Relief for a right-of-way easement. If you have any questions about the specifics of the Jody Murfree and the impact on that wildlife management area, Jim Sutherland, who is the manager of that area, is in the audience. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Jim, stand up so these folks can see. Jim has run the Murphy Wildlife Management Area down there for many years and does a great job, works with industry continually in that area. It is obviously a very intense operation all around us and requires us to be good partners and to work at the same time to protect wildlife, fish and wildlife resources. This work on the fish patch that Ann mentioned if we can get that done, that will really improve the impact, lessen the impact of the saltwater coming through from the lake, from the waterway there into the marsh, and that's very important to us. And Jim has been a very important part of that. And
Jim, you want to come on up here? Because I want to ask a couple of questions about the details of this. And I think I was involved in this. And I wasn't going as well as it turned out might be a way to describe it.
That's true, and we really appreciate the chairman's involvement in this. Bob Sweeney from the legal staff represented us at the PUC, and this was a brand new thing for us, and he really was a quick study on
it. You all did a great job of representing it. It was an important deal because this won't be the last one. And LNG is going to be part of what we're doing. It's going to be on the coast where we have a big presence. And Jim did everybody did a great job of finding a solution that, although it was not maybe our first choice, focuses on habitat and making some improvements there. Could you tell a little bit about the importance of the fish patch issue? Because that was sort of a bird story.
My name is Jim Sutherland. I'm manager of the Murfree Wildlife Management Area. Heath Lake Fish Pass is our official channel that Texas Parks and Wildlife Department and the Soil Conservation Service built with grant money in 1977 to connect the Sabine Nature Ship Channel to the Keith Lake system, the Salt Bayou watershed, specifically to improve recreational fishing and marine access to Sebring State Park. Sebring State Park and J.D. Murphy Wildlife Management Area adjacent properties in Jefferson County. And subsequently, we have documented significant impacts to those former fresh intermediate marshes from the introduction of Gulf waters directly into those marshes. and increased tidal activity. We have increased energy and increased salinity on a regular basis. We've lost some of our marsh diversity, and we have a marsh loss trend that is very reflective of what's going on in Louisiana with coastal wetland loss. The results are the same and it's hard to do. We hope to reverse that trend by addressing the cross-sectional flows of the fish pass and no intent of damming the fish pass, but readdressing the flows through a modeling effort to get this connection correct so that we can have our marsh reverse the loss trends, have a fishery, have a waterfowl habitat, and so forth.
And the money that's provided as part of the settlement will also improve waterfowl production on that.
That's
what was unique about the settlement, because it was all about at first what usually is about dollars and how much it costs to lower a line or bury a line or whatever. And our team focused on what they could do to help us with our objective of improving the habitat, and what we got to do is find the other 50%. But you're 50% closer than you were.
And that's right. We are involved in the 1135B program with Corps of Engineers for this project. Jefferson County is the local sponsor for the project. We have an issue in the rock that needs to be settled for the funding. If the Corps can get the funding back.
Right. But you feel confident you can get that other 50% in time to get that money?
We have $244,000 commitment from the General Land Office. County does, and the county also has $295,000 of our money, Prop 8 money, for the project. We're very close.
Good.
There's a couple of good trends down there too.
Good.
How far along are Golden Pass and Pembroke in the permitting process?
Golden Pass has its federal permit. SIFRA does not, and it's got an application. I don't know how long. I don't know if you've heard anything recently, but they're still going through that process.
In talking to some of our regulatory people in coastal fisheries, they feel like the permit for SIFRA is probably 18 months out, at best a year. Those permits that
you put it, as far as getting these plants operational, what's the time frame?
The ExxonMobil people are working very closely with us in development of their pipeline corridor associated with the LNG facility on Sabine's waterway. They do not want to build a pipeline until they're very close to being operational with that gasification facility, for several reasons of profitability. They don't want to put their money into their pipeline before they're moving product. So the schedule for the pipeline construction is late 2007. So, and they told us that it will take them 6 months to a year to construct a complete pipeline. When the pipeline's finished, they should be in business. They're working on site now, getting ready to dredge material. We're going to benefit from some of that dredging, you know, and some of the mitigation work will be done over here.
These are both onshore plants.
These are both onshore plants, and they'll both be adjacent to them. We're very near proximity.
Actually, if you want to see where they're going to be.
That line goes right along the edge.
Right. The red line is ExxonMobil, and the purple one, which you can kind of barely see, is going to be separate.
Tell them the number of waterfowl surveyed on that body of water you told me.
Water Stunning. Lake, which is the nearly round lake,
in the corner,
just to the west of that odd color that is the central ramification. I guess we counted 37,000 ducks on it in January. It's 267 acres of lake.
Yeah. Donald, when you gave me that number, it made a difference to some of the folks that were calling. And they said, how bad could it be? And I said, 37,000 ducks on 267 acres. That's a lot of ducks. Debbie, just an interesting aside here, one of the things that our people and LNG people came up with is just really a unique solution, was to use the berm and some fast-growing native trees to shield the sightline of that. So when the ducks take off, they see those trees and adjust their height. And we make that adjustment, it's a heck of a lot cheaper than moving line, which costs tens of millions of dollars. So it was a pretty creative solution. Thanks, Jen. Any other questions regarding the easement request, J.D. Murphy? Hearing none, I'll place the item on the Thursday Commission meeting agenda for public comment and action. And now we recess executive session. We'll now recess for executive session. Therefore, I'd like to announce the pursuant to the requirements of Chapter 551 Government Code, referred to as the Open Meetings Act, the executive session will be held at this time for the purpose of deliberation of real estate matters under Section 551.072 of the Texas Open Meetings Act, and the purpose of seeking legal advice from the General Counsel under Section 551.071 of the Open Meetings Act. Purpose of deliberation regarding prospective gift or donation appointment under Section 551.073 of the same act. Conservation Committee, and we have a forum, and any other issues come before conservation, we'll adjourn conservation at 1:15. And again, Outreach and Education Committee is going on.
And I will.
Are you wanting
to? No. Just
Chairman, can you give us just a minute while we log on to the line?